Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett accuses CNN's Aman Pour of lying in heated interview. By Deborah Brand on April 25, 2022. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett accused CNN anchor Christiane Aman Pour of misleading viewers over Israel's recent handling of Palestinian rioting on the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City. Aman Pour asked Bennett why Israeli security forces sometimes enter the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is located on the Flashpoint Temple Mount compound in Jerusalem, when such a move provokes Palestinian sensitivities. "There you go again starting the story in the middle," he said. Bennett went on to note Israeli police only entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque after rocks and firebombs were hurled at officers from inside the mosque in an attempt to restore order to the holy site for the thousands of peaceful Muslim worshippers. "My responsibility as Prime Minister of Israel is to provide freedom of prayer for everyone in Jerusalem, including Muslims, which is why I had to send in policemen to remove the rioters and it worked," he said. "When faced with violence you have to act tough," he added. Aman Pour also addressed the recent wave of attacks by Arab Muslim terrorists in Israeli cities, which claimed the lives of 14 people, and the resulting arrests in the West Bank. Bennett said he objected to the notion of both sides causing bloodshed. Watch the exchange in full below. "When they don't attack us, we have no issues with them. But when they do attack us, I have to fight back and hit them at their terror bases, and that's what any leader would do, and that's what I'm doing," he said. "I'm not in the business of playing experiments on the Israeli people. What I will do and what I am doing is people-to-people peace, getting more jobs for Palestinians and better paid jobs, and it's working. Palestinians are experiencing unprecedented prosperity." Responding to Bennett's "There You Go Again" line, Aman Pour cited comments made by an Israeli general to the New York Times in February, when he expressed concerns over settler terrorism following a rise in vandalism by a fringe group of Israeli settlers in the West Bank. An IDF spokesperson later told Israeli media that Fuchs had never made such remarks to the Times. "What you've been projecting is blatantly false," Bennett told Aman Pour. "It's a lie, simply a lie." "No, sir, you cannot say that to me," Aman Pour lashed back. "You cannot tell me I'm lying." "Yes, I can. You're misrepresenting the facts. I said a tiny minority of Israeli settlers. And I object, too, the symmetry that you're trying to create here," he said. "Of the 500,000 Israelis living in West Bank settlements," Bennett said, "there are several hundred, perhaps even less, who've applied violence from time to time. But who's getting murdered? We're seeing Palestinians murder Israelis. We're not seeing Israelis murdering Palestinians, and that's why there's no symmetry here," he said. "I also object, these are not occupied territories. They're territories in dispute, and we have claim to our own place as well as them. I get it. No one's going anywhere. We have to figure out how to live together. That's my job. To provide security for Israelis, dignity for Palestinians. I'm working on that very hard, and we're succeeding," Bennett continued. "The problem is that the Palestinian leadership is totally corrupt, incompetent, so we have to do the job because there's no one to work with on the other side, and indeed, we're adding jobs, better jobs, but at the end of the day, my utmost responsibility is to provide security to the Israeli people." Aman Pour then addressed Russia's invasion of Ukraine and criticized Israel for not condemning Russia more. "I'm at the service of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, at which point he will want us to re-enter serious mediation. At the end of the day, he has to decide the fate of his own country," he said. In various instances, he asked to go meet the other side, to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin to solve local problems or to try to achieve an end to the war, Bennett added, referring to his trip to Moscow in early March. "I hope we will see an end to the war as soon as possible, but it's not looking great." Aman Pour asked if Bennett could still remain neutral towards Russia following alleged massacres in Bucha. "Actually, we've condemned Russia's aggression many times," he said. "I know that in order to mediate later at the right moment, we do need to continue to preserve lines of communications with Russia as well."